Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
I'm a superhero!
More powerful than a locomotive.
I'm a superhero. That's who I am.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
I'm like a superhero or something.
Hey, I'm a superhero too!
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's National Superhero Day.
Your superpowers being the best
morning show.
Come on, it's showtime. It's showtime. Everybody, wake up. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
wake up. Come on.
Along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 2103.
By golly, yes it is, Mike.
Wednesday morning at about 6:07 on Superhero Day.
Yes, it is.
You could be a superhero.
I know Morty wore his cape today. Very
Look at
cool.
Him.
Very, very
it's
cool.
Invisible.
That's right.
So I don't know what's it like for women. Is it always Wonder Woman? Is it
for me?
Batgirl.
Yeah, it was Wonder Woman. I liked Catgirl growing up.
Okay,
Catwoman, I should say.
Catwoman
growing up. We didn't. I don't know. I shouldn't say that we weren't into it as much, but we only had a few. You know.
Right.
I liked Josie from Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Maybe for a couple reasons, but you know.
Yep.
But yeah, I liked her because she was cool. She was in a band.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I liked her.
I've said this before, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I would think if I could fit into that suit.
That's so weird, and I know my brothers so well. I don't know who they were into. I don't know who. Matt, if you're listening out in D.C., let me know.
If you could be a superhero, who is your superhero guy?
Yeah.
Or girl, for that matter.
Right. I did think, though, I don't know why, I always did like Batman. Because he had all the stuff. He had all the whole utility belt and all that.
What about Supergirl?
No, I mean, she's newer. Nah, not really.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Ernie, who was yours when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, it was Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
But
wow,
Wolverine or Gambit?
Yeah,
with the long nails.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Nice.
All right. Well, see, what a generation, the difference.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Spider-Man, Superman.
Yeah.
Morty, Wolverine.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Wolverine's not that young.
Oh, man.
No, I know, but wouldn't even come to my mind when you're talking superheroes.
You know who else I loved? You're going to die. Underdog. I love Underdog.
Oh, yeah.
Underdog.
Yes,
that's right.
It's a good one. All right. Well, what's your superhero? If you want to text it in or give us a call, we'd love to hear from you on Superhero Day today. Sunshine, but windy again. High in the low 80s, low 90s tomorrow. Hopefully things will settle down. 61 now. And by the way, Cassidy. Who is it? Cassidy Hubbard got the call. What? Beasley Banker, $500. Her reaction.
Oh my God!
What are you gonna do?
I'm crying right now.
Oh my God! What are you gonna do with the money?
Oh my God! I'm gonna put 300 of it towards my student loans that I'm almost done paying off, and the other 200 I'm going on vacation.
There you go. That's the way to spend it.
Oh my God! Anybody who was a victim of student loans, good for you.
Yeah. Your next chance to win $10,000 payday contest less than an hour from now. We'll do that at 7 o'clock. Here we go, kicking things off with a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, you rarely hear they're almost paid off in regards to student loans. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So, listen, the Porsche electric car. Outselling the 911 big time. People now want a tiny carbon footprint, which is cool, as opposed to a tiny P. Anyhow.
Okay.
So their electric car is selling amazingly well. And a lot of companies, of course, going to electric cars. They say Honda, maybe all electric in the next 30 years or so. Not even, about the next 20 years. So this is interesting. The state of West Virginia offering young people between the ages of 16 and 35 a $100 savings bond to get vaccinated. Now, granted, that won't be worth much in 10, 20 years. It'll be worth about $105, $110. But still, $100 is $100. That's very cool. Governor says, our kids today probably don't realize how important they are in shutting this thing down. So he's giving them a little incentive. And Crocs. Mike, I know you don't like them. I love them. Morty, I think you love them as well. Their sales are up like 65%. That is now in the first 3 months of this year. Nothing to do with last year where they had huge growth. So popular, obviously Crocs loving it, but tons of other companies now want to collaborate with them. So Crocs mashups, baby. There are going to be a lot of musical artists have already, you know, partnered up with Crocs. They have their own line and things like that.
Post Malone.
They're pretty cool. Yes, I know. They're so
cool.
They
go for like $2,000.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And those are the original Crocs, man. Because, I mean, I have like Croc flops. I've got some Croc, like, kind of deck shoes and stuff like that. They're awesome.
I was watching the red carpets for the Oscars.
Yes.
And Questlove from from The Roots was wearing gold Crocs.
Oh, they were really cool. They were really cool. You can dress them up. You can dress them down.
I'm looking at you, Morty, and
awesome.
Wolverine, Questlove.
Yeah.
And then Crocs and blah, blah.
You know who.
I have no idea.
You know who Questlove is.
And you know who The Roots are.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do. Okay.
There you go. So there you go. That's it on National Superhero Day. A few things you should know.
We had mentioned it's Superheroes Day today. So if you could be a superhero, who would it be? See, I like Spider-Man because the cool powers, the swinging around, and he had a great theme song.
Right.
He did. As you mentioned, Underdog.
Yeah.
Great theme song. I don't know about his powers.
Oh, I know. No, you're right about that. I don't know where I missed this, but one of our listeners, this is from Janice, and she said, I was a big fan of Spider-Woman. How did I miss Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman?
Yeah, apparently there was a Spider-Woman I'm trying to look up.
When was that?
1979.
Really?
What?
And then there's Spider-Gwen now.
Really?
Yeah. Spider-Gwen.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of spiders.
Wow. Yeah. We talked about the bad ones yesterday. Maybe that's why I wasn't as attracted to Spider-Man.
Maybe.
Voiced by Joan Van Ark. Wow.
Oh, I remember her from Knott's Landing.
She was in Knott's Landing,
spinoff from Dallas, but
gosh, I had no idea.
Look that up and say, never heard of that.
Huh, she looks pretty cool.
All right, Danny, what about you? Superheroes.
I'm Bugs Bunny, the Flintstones, and Road Runner.
I like those. Okay.
They're my favorite back then. They're still my favorite today.
Okay. Well, I don't know if they're under the category of superheroes, but if that's what you like, you stick with what got you there.
Right.
And I love Yogi Bear, too.
Okay. I see a pattern.
All right.
Have a good day, Danny.
Okay, you too.
You know what? If those are his superheroes, then good for him.
That's great.
Def Leppard.
You want to hear something really wild?
You know I do.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Okay, so we were talking about it being Superhero Day today. Who is your superhero?
Yes.
Carla did a little research on, is it Superwoman or
Spider-Woman? I didn't know there was a Spider-Woman. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, she was around 1979, she came into existence. And there are a few iterations of her. But yeah, Joan Van Ark keeps coming up. That was who voiced her.
So it was apparently an animated character.
Yeah, initially, yes, I do believe. I can't find if there was a real life, but animated, yes.
And Morty, you said Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen, yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I know.
Well, now I have to reevaluate my love for Spider-Man.
Pretty cool. Yeah, she's in good shape.
It's all part of the Spider-Verse.
She's in good shape, I'll tell you that.
Well, you gotta be to wear that outfit.
She's tough.
Like Catwoman. You have to be in pretty good shape.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Michelle Pfeiffer talks about wearing that suit. God forbid, in any of those things, you have to pee. But women, they're usually even tighter.
Yes.
So you gotta peel them off. Yeah.
That's why I felt bad for Spider-Man and Superman.
Yeah.
Because if you have to go to the bathroom,
right,
you got to shed the whole thing.
Yeah. Very true. Of course, they had tights a little easier, but then they went into, like, the rubber, some of them. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
6:38, John Schaefer with news in just a couple of minutes. We haven't heard a good wisdom tooth pull from a guy.
Yeah.
From a kid.
Don't get him that often.
This young man being driven home by his mother calls his dad.
I'm at work, son. Where are you at?
Oh.
You're in the car. You got marshmallows in your mouth?
What?
He thinks he doesn't have his tongue
in. I don't know what I'm feeling.
You can't feel it.
Hello? Where are you at?
I'm at work, son.
Evan, you can't open the door. Evan, really.
Okay, I'm going to have to pull over and lock his door.
So he's trying to get out of the car while she's driving, and he's talking to his dad. God love his dad for being able to understand anything he said.
I know it. No kidding. Thank you for the translation, Dad.
Where are you at?
I'm at work, son. Where are you at?
I'm in the car.
What?
I'm in the car.
Oh, my God. Why do they allow these people to even be on the phone
or
a phone in the car to video?
I know.
Is beyond me. But hopefully everybody got home safely and everybody's okay. One more text about the superheroes.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. Manny says, I was a big fan of Hulk and The Thing, since I'm a big fella. He says, but who couldn't love the Adam West Batman? He could dance.
Yeah.
He had shark repellent on his belt. He even cried doing the little twist his hands and his eyes he would do like a little person. He cried when Batgirl left him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't you?
I would.
Come on. Yes, he was very sensitive.
Russ, what about you?
I think one of the coolest animated when I was growing up was Adam Ant.
Is that the one that couldn't find his glasses?
No, wait. That was Fearless Fly.
When he would go, my glasses. Yes. I can't find my glasses.
Because I think Fearless Fly. Those helped him with his superpowers, the glasses. Yes, that's right.
A super little hero.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And then they had the greatest American hero, William Cat. Oh my gosh.
He was awesome. So cool. That was, I think, everyone, if they were to be a superhero.
That's how they would really be.
Yes.
And how he got Connie Selica, I have no idea.
Did you see how cute he was at the time? Oh, man. I used to think, and I know I've said it before on the show, that show was genius in doing that, because we only saw superheroes as the strong, nothing ever happened. But it's like, well, your cape has to get caught on stuff, doesn't it?
And sometimes you always don't land where you want to.
No!
When you're flying around.
Different size buildings.
Yes.
And you get to rely on your students, high school students, to help you out in all cases.
Yes, that's right.
Russ, have a good day.
Thanks,
you
Russ.
Boy, there are so many that we could.
Yeah, there are.
You can only think
of
so many. So, superhero day today. 10K Payday Contest is back. Your next chance to win in minutes. About 7 o'clock, top of the hour. We'll have.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
New code word for you.
Are you ready for more?
Good morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, 10K Payday code word equal EQUAL. Carla, have everybody text it to 45911, or better yet, if you want to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, simply enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Have until 7:15 to do that. And of course, hopefully, the last 2 days we've had a Vegas winner listening to KKLZ. Would love another Vegas winner this morning.
It's always nice, and it's even nicer for you.
So when you get that call from a number you don't recognize, what do you have to lose? Pick it up, especially if you're playing the game.
I know.
Just pick it up.
Yes, just do it.
If it's somebody you don't want to talk to, hang up.
Yeah, no kidding. Pam told us the other day, I saw that number. I didn't know it. Picked it up.
We do it all the time here.
Yeah, yes, we do. Take a chance. Like we do on you.
If we don't want to talk to you, we hang up.
You tried to pick that one up. Oh, no.
All right, VGK on the ice tonight. This is a one-off, right, Morty, against the Denver or Colorado Avalanche.
Yep, Abs.
And we are a couple of points up on them. We need this win, not to mention 9-game winning streak.
Yeah, we're two games, 4 points up on them.
Something like that.
So if we win, to be good.
Yeah, it would.
And I like this. They dropped the puck at 6:30.
Yeah.
You know, say what you will, that half hour.
That makes
hour,
a difference. Yes, it does.
So tonight, T-Mobile Arena, VGK against Colorado. Go Knights, go. sunshine, but windy today. Highs in the low 80s, low 90s tomorrow. 61 now. Carla and I got an email from a listener. I guess they want to know us better. Questions about members on this morning show. For example, now, who on the show is more likely to laugh at a funeral? Who would that be?
Oh, I've gotten in trouble for that, actually. Yeah, that probably would be me.
That would be you. I have laughed at a funeral.
Yeah.
But I think if you were to ask all three of us.
Yeah.
Carla, what? What are you looking at, Morty?
You too?
I laughed at him every single day for like 10 years.
Well, that's right. Well,
yes, that was your business, but I mean, that's like laugh on the air or sing on the air. But one that you went to, you know,
like a personal friend, relative, whatever the case may be. Yes, Morty worked in that business, so he was.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly.
Who's
more
likely on the show to become a stalker? Would it be you?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it'd be Morty.
I was going to say you, Carla.
No, I'm not I'm so bad. I don't even Facebook stalk people before, like, I go out with them. I didn't do that because I was afraid something would scare me off. Yeah, no. You're a troller, Morty. That's why.
Morty's a troller.
Yes.
I will admit this a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed, but I was dating this girl, and things were getting a little rough.
Right.
And she came home. I guess she was out. I knew she was out, so I waited for her. And I also checked the hood on her car to see if it was still hot, stuff like that.
I have never done that either, that whole touching the hood of the car. Is it warm?
I went deep six, Navy SEAL type.
Yeah, I'm not really a big stalk. I've had people tell me, too, before we went out, I Facebook stalked you. It's like,
All right. You know what? Turnabout's fair play. How well do you know us? Let's pose a couple of questions.
You try to guess some of these. Yes.
And we'll find somebody on the phone who wants to play around this morning. 702-739-9636. You have some time to waste?
Yeah.
Kill it with us. We'll ask these questions and then you see if you can't figure out who is more likely to do this or that.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Who is it, honey?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Good morning.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
7:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show. So we got this email from a listener with a bunch of questions. And applied to the morning show, like, for instance, who on the morning show is most likely to give bad advice? And then you go around and blah, blah, blah. So we thought we'd play around, see how much listeners know us.
Okay.
And Denise is on the phone. Now, Denise, you've listened to us for a while, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you have a good sense of who we are, what we're all about.
And Denise, I don't know if there are right or wrong answers. I'm sure there'll be a definitive answer, but it's just kind of, I guess, fun to guess which one of us can go the lowest.
Okay. All right, Denise, who on the morning show is more likely to randomly give a little kid the finger?
Carla.
Carla, yes.
that was easy. That I would do. Stalking? No. Oh, you're darn right I would.
Who on the morning show is more likely to have a warrant out for their arrest?
Morty.
Wow.
She was so quick on that one.
Boy, she didn't even think.
So funny.
I've met him before, so yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
So she has a little inside track.
That is interesting because you have a warrant for so many things, for tickets.
Right. Well, she knows him. She's met him.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, who's more likely?
Is she right, Morty? Would she maybe be right?
I don't know. Now I'm worried.
All right, here's another one. Who on the morning show is more likely to get caught having sexual relations at work?
Oh, my God.
I'm like coming clean out of this.
I would say Mike on that, but I think
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that was when we were much younger. Not we, together, separately.
Denise, I was doing all nights on a country AM station in Phoenix.
Okay, you didn't say Kurt.
No, that's true.
No, that's right.
But if we're coming clean, truth be told, who's more likely on the morning show to accidentally run somebody over with their car?
That's
I think Carla.
No, I wouldn't. No way. Not accidentally.
She's like the best driver.
No, I'm a really good driver since that last ticket. But honestly, I think it would be Mike. You are drafting, you call it. It's called weaving, but he calls it drafting.
All right.
Denise.
All right. We found out a little bit more about us or
I
what?
I could just see that, too. What was that? Anybody else feel it? What was that?
Denise, you're too much fun. You know what? Just for wasting time with us, we have a Mike and Carla Morning Show prize pack for you.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, hang on the line, and we'll tell you how to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Pick it up. Thank you again for playing along.
One, two, three, four.
Are you ready for more?
I feel great in the morning.
Get up. Get on up.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
10K payday contest. Another chance to win $500. Plus qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, which, by the way, we announced the winner on May 17th. The more often you play, better your chance to win the $10,000, because even if you don't win $500, every correct and on-time entry through our app or online at 96.3kklz.com, you're qualified for the $10,000. New code word coming up 9 o'clock, Carla, a little less than an hour from now. All right, sunshine but windy again today.
Tired of this.
And then we have a couple of days where it's going to be nice, and then I guess on Saturday it's going to be windy again. Highs in the low 80s, low 90s. Tomorrow it's nice, but the wind just keeps blowing. 66 now. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, well, I don't know if anyone is watching Big Shot on, what is it, on Hulu with John Stamos. It's not bad. It is not bad. He's coaching a high school, women's high school basketball team. He was a big-time coach. He got in trouble because he threw a chair, and they kind of like the Bobby Knight thing.
Come on.
Well, he was known for that. He was just a hothead and all that, and they booted it. It's not bad. However, he's going to, John Stamos will be mentoring American Idol contestants.
What?
I don't know. Because I know he was a Beach Boy, he was a drummer, and
he sings a little bit, but
yeah, but that just seems kind of odd. But I guess you know, some of the things he's done. I mean, I guess if there's a paycheck, that's my advice: say yes, yes.
Okay. I mean, he's good looking and all, and
he is. He's finally showing his age. He's definitely into the.
Okay.
He's showing his age. He is. I mean, he looks good, but the show is pretty good, though. It's not so much even because of him. But the other people in it are just really
What's
good.
It called? Hot Shot?
It's called Big Shot.
Big Shot.
It's very good. And they only release an episode a week.
Ugh.
So it's kind of cool. I know.
Marty.
I know.
That screws up my binging.
I know. Well, that just sucks. Fox.
So it's like a regular show.
Yes, it is. Or you can wait a few weeks and then you watch them consecutively.
Yeah.
Fox developing an animated Flintstones sequel series.
What?
With Elizabeth Banks. It will, she'll provide the voice of Pebbles, and it takes place 20 years in the future, in their future.
Okay.
With Fred retiring, and Pebbles is launching her own career now. So I would watch that.
What about Bam Bam? Is he going to be a part of that?
I would imagine that Bam Bam he's got to do something. What is he, like UFC or something like that, maybe? Right?
Bam, bam.
WWF. Yeah, that's right. Just flipping people around, right?
And that's all he says as an adult.
Bam, 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 bam. I will totally watch that.
And that was Barney and Wilma's kid.
Yes, yeah, right? That was Barney and Wilma's kid. Yeah, Pebbles was Fred. And Ethel's.
Okay.
Yeah, Fred. Yes, Fred.
You talk about it. Wilma. I'll tell you when we talk about the Andy Griffith show.
Betty and Barney.
Betty and Barney.
Yeah.
When Andy Griffith jumped the shark when they go to color and Howard Sprague.
Stop.
They jumped the shark. Flintstones jumped the shark when they had that space guy.
Awful.
I forget his name, but when he showed up, I can't remember either.
It was awful. I quit watching it.
Yeah.
And I won't watch Andy Griffith in color. Okay. And you and I go back and forth.
We do. The Great Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo.
Yes, the Great Gazoo.
That's right.
I'm the Flintstones.
Awful. This is pretty funny. Rotten Tomatoes. They do the movie reviews. People submit. Mm-hmm. They dug up an 80-year-old review of Citizen Kane. One negative review. It dropped it from 100% to 99% on the Rotten Tomatoes site. Now, at number one, at 100%, right now is Paddington 2. So that beat out, Citizen Kane. Now you might think it's weird that Seven Magic Mountains driving out of town. Mm-hmm. It's not weird. It's really cool. And it's attracted just thousands upon thousands of visitors. Well, supposedly, I mean, this is supposed to be the last year. It was only supposed to go through 2018. Now 2021, this is supposed to be the last year to see that because it is coming down. An artist did that. So if you want to see that, I suggest you see it in case, you know, that is true. As of now, it's supposed to be coming down. So check it out.
You spent a lot of money on that, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, I've read about the artist who's done it. He's done some other cool stuff as well. It really is cool when you're out there.
I saw someone do it on the east side with a bunch of rocks on the side of the road.
Yeah, I see it when I'm running, too, in the middle of my little desert park. It's like, oh, that's so cute.
You can pick them up with your hand, and he's painted them.
Some kid did them with chalk. Very cute. Oh. And they are not called, in case we've forgotten, the Beastie Boys, the Carpenters, the Grateful Dead. These are all bands. No "the" in front of them. We all do it. Ramones, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Steve Miller Band.
Right.
Get rid of the people.
You're just supposed to say Eagles.
Yes. It sounds funny.
Here are Eagles.
Who are you going to see? Yes, Pretenders. Wow, what are they pretending? No, the band Pretenders.
Right.
Yeah. How about that? Chrissy Hynde fronts it. Those guys. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Call Christine Bankruptcy. Call Christine 702-986-0000 or callchristine.com.
Carla, we forgot to mention latest winner in the 10K payday contest from last hour. Mark Rich got the call from the Beasley Banker. His reaction when he found out he won some free money.
Fantastic.
Do you know what you're going to do with the money?
I'm going to give it to my lady friend.
Goes right to my lady friend.
My lady friend. I love it. That's too cute. Okay.
I'm going to give it to my lady friend.
There you go.
That's that age-old question. Like when you reach a certain age, right. is it not your girlfriend or boyfriend anymore? Your lady friend, man friend?
It's my lady friend.
I'm going to give it to my lady friend.
Goes right to her. $500. You do with it whatever you want, honey. Well, you have another chance to win some free money a little over 30 minutes from now.
Lady friend.
Yes, my lady friend. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize package. 10K payday contest.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you and I have flown together, and I know that we love listening to music on the plane.
Yes.
I know you read quite a bit as well.
Along with music, often. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when Jody and I fly together, my wife will give me the iPad or iPod.
The music box.
And the headset and stuff, even before we take off.
Right.
And it never fails. She'll give me a little nudge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because
I guess I'm singing along with.
I hum.
You're a hummer?
I am. When I first started doing radio, my on-air partner was like, "You can't hum on the air." I said, "I know. I don't even realize I'm doing it."
Well, here's a guy like me. Get seated. The earbuds are in. The music's in his head, and here he is.
Ground control to Major Tom. Your helmet on.
Excuse me?
Ground control to Major Tom.
Honey, quiet down.
Sir? Sure, that's not the flight attendant just barking out the orders to the people on the plane.
Maybe. He doesn't sound bad. And we put it to music. Listen to this.
Ground control to Major Tom.
I don't know if if that's the song you want to be singing, though, on a plane, right?
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't sound bad. And then we have one more piece of sound that we have to play. This came in yesterday, but clearly this kid wants to be on Broadway.
Oh, yes.
Listen to this song.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined.
Jazz hands.
We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant.
People change.
Fauci, yes. Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
And the office goes wild. Mm-hmm. You know those people that you know that just dying to do a Broadway musical or something
exactly.
like that, and will perform for you.
Dr. Fauci, yes.
I bet he's no stranger at bottomless
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's a brunch on Sunday.
I'm sure he's not.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
How great it is to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Okay, are you ready? Here is another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest sponsored by our friends over at Meineke doing car care right. This hour's code word is radio.
Radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio.
That's us. Radio is the word you need to win $500 right now. So text it to 45911. That's 45911. Win the $500 and also qualify for the 10K payday by entering radio at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app that you have on your phone. I trust you have it. It is free. Why not? Again, the word radio. You have 15 minutes to enter, and do be sure to pick up the phone within the half hour if you get an odd number calling you. You're not familiar with it. Still pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you indeed won that $500. The word radio. Text it 45911. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, footage has emerged out of England of a couple having sex right there in the daylight. In a park full of kids, confronted by an angry parent, here she is yelling at the people, as the English do.
Excuse me, there's kids over there.
Yeah.
And you're having sex?
That's right.
Well, you think that's all right?
No, we don't.
So why are you doing it?
We have done wrong.
My child is 7 years old. My child is in the park, my nieces are. Like, have some respect.
There you go.
Hi, Adele. How are you? Good to see you. Oh, man, that's gross.
Excuse me.
No, we don't. Okay, well, then put your skivvies on and get out of the bush.
Right.
Jeez.
Drunk woman in Florida arrested after she kept trying to give strangers lap dances as asked the cops to get it on, threatened to beat up any paramedics that came near her. So clearly there are some issues here.
I don't think that's grounds for arrest, is it? Is that wrong? Is that bad?
I don't know.
Excuse me. There's kids over there. Yeah.
It was a lap dance.
They call it hospitality.
Yes.
Welcome to the...
That's what we call it here. Hello. True. Welcome to Vegas.
And if she's giving them out free...
Yeah. I know. Grandma, stop it.
Who was complaining? Who was complaining in Florida?
Yes.
I thought anything goes in Florida.
That's the worst thing that happened in Florida. Wow. Okay. Oh, man. Well, this guy in Florida busted for sneaking his drugs into jail in his prosthetic leg. Right there, plain as day, took it off, boom, there are the drugs. Yeah, he goes to court. He's not going to have a leg to stand on, because I'm just telling you right now. Oh, gosh, the person that wrote me that letter, that was a bad one right there. It was bad, it was bad, it was bad, but it's true. And an investigator for the New York State Police suspended after they discovered that he was stealing women's underwear from Walmart. He'd go in, he'd steal women's underwear. So, yeah. So, he's going to retire now, though. He's going to retire. Yes, okay. That's right.
Man, he aimed high with Walmart,
yeah,
too.
I know it. Well, you get, like, the five-pack. There you go. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. He doesn't want to go back to work now because that'd
Maybe he was starting. I'm sorry to cut you off, but he started at Walmart, was hoping
to. It was
going to
work his way up.
Yeah. Right.
And then they said, Bob, listen.
But if you can't cut it at Walmart.
Oh, have you heard of Victoria's Secret? Mom, have you heard of that? Have you heard of, like, I don't know, any other, you know, highfalutin store? Jeez, because I'm telling you right now, your life's going to be a drag anyhow, so stop it. That was right in there, and it went to
the fact that you used the word highfalutin.
Highfalutin, that's right.
Maybe he was going to give the panties to his lady friend.
And that might be. I just don't know why a cop is going to Walmart to steal underwear. Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Come on. I whatever. Maybe there's a big officer's ball. I don't know. Bob, that's great. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to just hopefully start that workday off on a more positive note. You know, I can't stay away from some of these animal stories. This is particularly good. It's fun and funny. A guy in New Mexico, his name is Brooks. He went to social media for some help with his dog. He was given an English bulldog, and the dog just is bad. He's just bad. He said he doesn't listen to me. It's like he doesn't even understand me. Well, he didn't. He found out that his dog only understood Spanish.
Oh.
Yes, it wasn't a puppy. So he picked up Rosetta Stone or Babel, brushed up on his Spanish, and they're now best friends. He listens to everything. His name is Senor Snacks, by the way.
The bulldog.
The bulldog.
Okay.
Yes, he said it worked out great. He understands everything in Spanish. Might I say, this is the best story of El Mejor Amigo del Hombre.
Oh, wow.
Amen. Best friend. Thank you.
Si.
Yes. Or, yes, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
Yes, de nada. Yes.
You're okay?
Yes, gracias. De nada. I know.
Squish doesn't care.
Right. You know, we...
What? It's
we all
funny.
Take it for granted.
He
that,
came from a Spanish home.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See? When you,
and so his name was Vango originally.
Vango?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Were you doing a lot of that, Morty? Hey. Oh,
well, that's what they kept calling him. And he wouldn't respond, so.
Yeah. And then we do the hola.
Yeah.
Squeeze. Squeeze. Squeeze.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's thinking, I like
Vango.
My name better. Squish.
Vango. Yeah, I know.
Okay, I went from Van Gogh to Squish.
Was it Van Gogh or Vango?
Vango.
Vango.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, well, that's a great story.
It was only 3 or 4 months that he was called that, so he didn't get used to it.
The immersive Vango, right?
And I'm sure all of his other dog pals go, they call you what now?
Yeah.
Squish, I guess.
Mr.
You know.
Fancy Dog Pants,
yes,
huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
if you have a
feel-good
story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. We are getting ready to kick off the first of 3 music marathons, commercial-free. Sponsored by Porta Subs, get the taste to crave at your neighborhood. Sandwich shop, Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Recapping the show, Superhero Day today.
Yes.
Who's your favorite superhero? Dress up like them and parade around, I guess. We played a round of who on the morning show is more likely.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, oh, boy, they pegged you and Morty.
I know it. Oh, don't worry. We're doing that again. They're going to get you.
And a story about a cop just, I don't even know if he was off duty, but just stealing panties from Walmart.
Oh, stop it.
Maybe he was doing some research. Maybe that's it. On a, you know, reconnaissance or something
Guys, these aren't for me. No, this is a case.
Nancy Story, the latest winner in the 10K payday contest, put $500 in her pants and now qualified for the $10,000. Your next chance to win with Wendy Rush at 11 o'clock. And tonight, go Knights, go. So have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.